Fine, we move on. So again, bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. We said the second part of the Mishnah started to go into Sfeikus. We got into Sfeikus, and again, let's read the Mishnah again one more time. We said, Safik Vandraginus Ein Mechal and Lovis HaShabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Mate Vandraginus. He allows a milah on Shabbos for an Andraginus. Tana Rabban. Now, let's just speak this out for a moment. We have the pasuk in the beginning of Tazria. It says, Yubiyeh Mashmini Yimol Besar Ar Lossay. Yimol Besar Ar Lossay. We also have by a Godel, it says, Varal Zachashel La Yimol Es Besar Ar Lossay. If he hasn't mouled the Besar Ar Lossay, then he gets Karis. So says the Brayis, the Tanrabon Ar Lossay, and in a Pashtus it's referring to the Ar Lossay in the beginning of Pashtus Tazria. And we say the following, and we're going to use the word Ar Lossay to be memayit four cases, which that itself is going to need a hesber. The Rishonim are going to ask, usually you're not allowed to be memayit from one pasuk more than one thing. Number one. Number two, a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim as to, do we ever, can we ever justify a pasuk coming to be memayit a matzav of safek? So let's see how this plays out. Ten Rabban, Ar Lossay. It says in the pasuk, will be a mashmini yimol basar Ar Lossay. Let's assume it's the Ar Lossay in Pashat Tazria. Ar Lossay vaday deiches Shabbos. That, whether it's a heter to be deiches Shabbos, is Ar Lossay vaday. And it makes sense to say it is referring to the pasuk in Tazria, because that's where it says Ubayoim, which, if you recall, was Rabbi Yochanan's raya, the mila bismana is deicha Shabbos from that pasuk Ubayoim, which was extra. Bayim hashmini yimol besar arlasi zak debreisa arlasi vaday deicha Shabbos. If it is an arla but there is vaday, it's deicha Shabbos v'loy safik and not a safik v'loy safik. But the Safik one, it will not be Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara in a minute will explain what exactly that means. We'll come back to this. That's Drasha number one. Drasha number two, Arla Sevada Deicha Shabbos, V'loy Andraginus Deicha Shabbos. But the Arla of an Andraginus is not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Meaning we will look at this Andraginus, it wears both genitalia, and we will say that the arla of such a baby is not necessarily the arla which the Torah was referring to. It was referring to when a woman gives birth to a zachar, not to an Andraginus. It's possibly a bechina of a safik, and it's not there for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Andraginus there for Shabbos. Vanish Karis. A third drasha, or lossi vaday deiches Shabbos, v'lei nolad ben ashmashis deiches Shabbos. Whereas if the baby was born safek between Friday and Shabbos, safek Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, so it's not clear that this is the Yom HaShemini, it's a safek, it's not going to be deiches Shabbos. Then we say, or lossi vaday deiches Shabbos, v'lei nolad kishu mahol deiches Shabbos. But if the baby is born seemingly gemalt, the atara is not covered over with any skin, then there is no aspect of doing anything. Shabbos Shammai say, no, even in such a case, you need to make a cut, and that cut's to extract some blood, which should be done mashim bris milah. You don't need to be matif dam bris. Fine. So far we've mentioned arlasai, I'm not a sophic, I'm not an androgynous, not nele bin ashmashis, not nele kishumol. Those four cases. So perhaps even before we get into Rav Shimon ben Elazar, let's take a look. Maybe let's just mention a ritva first, and then we'll see a tesis and a mashah. The ritva says over here, how can you be memayit so many things from one pasuk? So this is a standard answer which you find in the Rishon and the Yishlam. But the kulu sveike chad miyuto bareu ki ilu ama or lasse v'le'asafik. So if the nature of the miyutim are all the same, So the fact that the Braisa kind of said, the din is X, and it's not Y, and it's not Z, and it's not this, and it's not this, it's not that you're being reminded lots of things, it's all the same type of thing, but the Braisa is just speaking it out and giving different examples and so on. Now, the Ritz also gets into this next question, but let's maybe see it by speaking out tasteless. So again, it says, Arlase, not Safek, not Andragan, it's not Benish Moshis, not Nele Kishu Moho. Says Tasis, top Tasis, New Alari, the Asmachte Ba'almu. I mean, this first case of Valisafik, that Tasis says is an Asmachte. Meaning to say like this, the Gemara is going to explain that when the Braisa says Arlase Vad Vele Safik, it's coming to exclude someone who may have been born in the 8th month. That's the Gemara is going to say. That's the next Gemara. Says Taisus, someone who was born in the 8th month that Chazal treated as an Evin, and there is no obligation to Mal, and you're not Machal Shabbos for such a child. Says Taisus, why would I need a Pasuk to tell me in the event that this child is considered to be like an Evin, Rahman Latzlan, and he's a Trefa, there's no mitzvah of Mila. I mean, obviously, there's no mitzvah. Why would you possibly think you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos? Number one. Now, Tezus says, and also the third mute in the Braisa of Noilad Ben Ashmashis, says Tezus, Umishim Noilad Ben Ashmashis Le Itzrich Nami Kra. Why would I think if a child is born Suffolk Friday, Suffolk Shabbos, Suffolk Matzah Shabbos, I'm not sure, also I don't need a Pasuk to be Mamayit? The mutov the tibat or mitzvahs mila b'shmini misreika sheval tasa the al yechal shabbos v'yadai misafik. Why would I think that b'kum va'asei I can go ahead and do an act of potential chil shabbos when maybe this child was born on a Sunday, maybe this child was born on a Friday, and there's absolutely no heter whatsoever to be mechal shabbos in such a case? Why would I think you could do such a thing? Parenthetically, some of the Achronim get into the discussion. We know there's a famous machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam with the Imei, and the Rashba with the Imei. If Safek D'Oraisa, Lekula D'Oraisa, and Lechumra with the Rabbanim, which is Shitas Rambam, or Safek D'Oraisa, Lechumra D'Oraisa, like Shitas Rashba, and that might have to do with some of this discussion over here, if it is a Safek. If Midyar Rice I have to be Machmir, Midyar Rice I have to be Mako. Bal Kupanim says, Thesis, in case one and case three, I don't need a Pasuk to be Mamayit. I don't need a Pasuk to be Mamayit, says Thesis. Elanir Lari, the Iker Haikra, Osalandreganus, Sheina de Cheshabas, Ulanel Geshumaho. Those two cases. That's when I really need a drasha to be mimayit the case of Andragonus and to be mimayit the case of Nolad Kishuhu Mol. So just to mention the beginnings of Masha, says the Masha, he says, Beleidami Lahanu Sveiki de la El, like the one of the Suffolk, if the child is born in the 8th month or not. Beleidami Lahanu Sveiki de la El, da ar la gemurehe in el de Suffolk who im chayev la mulei b'shabas. Meaning if a child is born in the 8th month, the foreskin, the orla, which is mechasa, the atara, is a real orla. Right? There's no shaila about the actual orla. It has a shame orla. The question is, when was this child born? We don't know exactly when the mother conceived. We don't know if the child is born is in the 8th month or the 7th month. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, we know, says V'lei Yitzrach Kra L'mayit Sveika. And therefore we wouldn't need a Pasuk to be M'mayit Esafek. Masha Enkin Hacha, like let's say in the case of Andragonus. Yitzrach Kra L'mayit Mishum D'mishunin Hein Orlasan. Le Hashivi Arla. We don't know when one is looking at a baby who is in androgynous. We don't know. Are we looking at what is called an arla? I mean, it looks like an arla, but to the extent that the baby is an androgynous, maybe that's not actually what an arla really is. And therefore, that you would need a pasuk to be mamayid that. So the mashar gets in to this discussion. The mitzvah also gets into this discussion, as we know. The Gemara in many places says it's chakra lamuti sfeika. Do I need a pasuk to be mamayid sfeika klapish mayagali? What it is? So it depends on exactly the nature of these sfeikas. Bekitzer, where are we holding? It says we've been mamayit, not a suffix, which we're going to say in a minute means suffix ben shmeina, not an androgynous, not neila ben shmashis, not noilad kishuhu mahol. Then on that, the Braisa says, the Tanakhama, the Braisa says that the way the Tanakhama reports the machlekes is that Beishamai says there is a requirement of Hatovas Dam Bris. Beisol says there's no such requirement. And we continue. Amr Beishamai, Allah says, no, Lenechot Beishamai says, Al Nele Gishum Mahal, Shibzar of Lahati Vimena Dam Bris. You're wrong. You, the Tanakhama, are wrong in your presentation of the Machlekes Beishamai Beisol. Everyone agrees, Nele Gishum Mahal, Shibzar of Lahati Vimena Dam Bris. You need to. Ibnei Sha'arla Kavushahi. Because we consider the Arla like an Arla Kavusha. Some Rashi wasn't curious the word Nesha Arla Kavusha. Rashi explains that's the reason why. Meaning we think that maybe there is a little bit of Arla which is kind of covered over and concealed, and you at least have to do something. Everyone agrees, Noilu Kishu Mal, you have to be Matif. Al Man Nechlaku, Al Ger, Shnis Gayer Kishu Mal. The machlekes Beishamai Beisil is a geshnis guy when he's mohol. He is done. Let's say you have aravi mohol. You have yishma eglim, that they do mila, they do circumcision. And then they're megayer. That's the machlekes. Al menech lekol geshnis guy geshu mohol. She Beishamai yirmim tzorch lahati bimenu dabris. U Beisil leirim eim tzorch lahati bimenu dabris. That is the machlekes Beishamai Beisil. And we're going to come back a little bit later to this machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar as to, again, Tanakhama says, the machlekes Beisham Beisil is, do you need to do Hatafas Dam Bris when he's mal? Beisham, yes, Beisil, no. Shimon ben Lazar says, everyone says you have to. Even Beisil says you have to. The machlekes is, Melatku, Kishu, by Gesh Nisgayer. Beisham says you have to be matif, and Beisil says you don't have to. Now, we go back to case number one. That's a machlekes tanoim. It's a machlekes tanoim. I'm sorry? Enechanami. Enechanami. According to that sheeta, correct. The Gemara doesn't always bring in every single, you know, every single sheeta when it discusses androgynous. But Machay, you're right. It's not going to the sheeta which says very with answer. Correct. Amamar. So in case number one, we said Amamar v'li safik dechas shabbos. What it doesn't say what type of a safik we're referring to. It just says v'li safik. V'li safik dechas shabbos. Let's see, what does that mean? Let's see. Hodes on Rabban Amish ben Sheva mechal loves a shabbos. Uben ches ein mechal loves a shabbos. Safik ben zayin safik ben ches. That's what a brisa means. Ein mechal loves a shabbos. Right, because it is a safik. You're not mechal Shabbos. Now, ben shmeina harayu ki evin v'asa l'taltalei, the child, Rachman Litzlan, is considered to be like an evin, and one is not allowed to be metaltal, avo ima yusheicha u'minikase, the mother is allowed to bend over the child and nurse the child, mebnei ha-sakana, because of sakana. Now, very interesting, Rashi says, mebnei ha-sakana, Rashi says, about 10 lines down, Mnei sakana mebnei shecholov harbe bedadeho u'mevi aladeis chayli. And it's going to bring her to potential chayli. Taisus at the bottom of the Amud, 5-6 lines down from the bottom. And Taisus mnei sakana, sakana shecholov kishish harbe bedadin. V'loi chayshinen shema tetaltal oisei. We're not concerned that maybe the mother will be metaltal the child. V'loi yodem ha'irium mnei sakana, break Taisus. Why does the Braisa need to say that the heter for the mother to nurse the baby is because of sakana? Why do you need to come on to that? The filo lo yei elad sayra ba'alma mutter. A filo lachliv atzma. For lo yitzi chalav shebedadin. Ava mi shehi malach she'ena tzich lagufa. The Chal Mary Stewart's fame is a tilt on near the Shari. You mean they have a map as more to the Shvina Mishum Tzaira. If one does a Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa B'mokim Tzahar, Chazal mattered. So if there's this bothered, why do we have to say, why do we have to come on to in the brace of the heter for the mother to nurse is because of Sakon. Fine. Good. Now we go back to case number 4. So again, remind ourselves. Our last day, Balei Safik, which means Safik Ben Shmaina, Safik Ben Zayin. Case number 2 was Arlasi and Anadragonus, Arlasi and Anatnela Ben Ashmashis. Case number 4, now we're going to get into. Case number 4, we said Arlasi, and not when he's Nolad Kishu Mahul, because says the Tanakhama in his presentation, he says that Beishami say you have to do a Tafas Dam Bris and don't do it on Jabbas, and Beisil say you don't even have to do a Tafas Dam Bris. Rav Shimon Ben Laza says, Nain. Everyone agrees you have to be a matzav dam bris. The machlekes b'shamay beis hill is gershnis geyer. Shamay says you have to be matzav. Beis hill says you don't have to be matzav. Now, according to Reb Shimon ben Lazar, we don't know what Reb Shimon ben Lazar would say legabe hatafas dam bris on Shabbos necessarily. He just says that was not the machlekes between b'shamay and beis hill. Even beis hill says no lad kishu mol you have to be matzav dam bris. The only shaila is legabe gershnis geyer. So says the Gemara, itma Rav Omar halacha ketana kama v'Shmuel Omar halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says ketana kama al libe de beis hillel, meaning Rav says we pass in like the Tana Kama's version of beis hillel. The Omar ein tzarach lahatev mimenu dam bris. So Shita's Rav is Ladina, according to Beis Hillel, there's no requirement of Hatafas Dam Bris if someone is Neilat Kishuhu Mohu. Meish Rabbeinu is Neilat Kishuhu Mohu. There was no requirement for Amram to be Matif Dam Bris. That is what Rav says. And Shmuel says, no, we pass in like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar's version that Avada Beis Hillel do require Hatafas Dam Bris Neilat Kishuhu Mohu. And the Machlekes is Legal Begesh Nisgar. Says the Gemara of Ada Baravo is Yalat Leahu Yenuka Kishu Mahul. He had this chutz of having a baby born. Who was Mahul? Which seems to be a big thing. The baby was born Kishu Mahul. Says the Gemara, an amazing thing. Ahadre Atleser Muhuloi. He went around the town and he requested a moyal to mal his child on Shabbos, or to do Hatafas Dam Bris, I should say, on Shabbos. And all of them refused. Why did they refuse? They said, Shabbos, can't do a Tafas Dam Bris. And Rav Ada Bar Ava clearly held that you could do a Tafas Dam Bris even on Shabbos. And everyone refused. And he went to 13. I have written on the side of my Gemara. I didn't write where I got this from. I don't think it's mine. But I wrote, Torach Kuli Hai Keneged Yud Gimel Brises. I'm sure I must have seen that somewhere. That the reason why Rav Ada Bar Ava went to 13 different moilim, because as we've seen many a time, Gedoyla Mila Shnechrosela Yudgim Abrises, so he went around Shtot to 13 different moilim, everyone refused. So what did Rav Ada Bar Ava eventually do? He did it himself. Ad the Shavya Krushavcha. Abrahman Latzlani made his child into a Krushavcha. What did he say? Amr Tesi Li, it serves me right, the Amri Adarav. I went against Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said, we paskin like the Tanakhama's understanding of the Machlekes Beishamay Beis Hillel. According to the Tanakhama's understanding, Beis Hillel say there's no requirement of Hatafas Dam Bris. So why am I going against Rav's understanding of Beis Hillel? So, Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman decided to kind of say, one second, not only did you go against Rav, you went against Shmuel also. Amalei Rav Nachman vada Shmuel, Vayavar. What, did he not go against Shmuel? Amar the Amar Shmuel, B'chol. Meaning Shmuel, who said that we go according to Rav Shimon ben Lazar's understanding of Beis Hillel, that there's a requirement of Hatavas Dam Bris, but it doesn't mean that you could do it on Shabbos itself. Eima da Amar Shmuel Mechol, Beshabbos Mi Amar. So what was Pshat in Rav Ada Bar Ava? Why did Rav Ada Bar Ava assume that you could do Hatavas Dam Bris on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, but who saw Bar Vade Arla Kvushi? He held, you know what? This is not just a suffix. There's definitely a little bit of Arla over there, which is somewhat covered over and concealed. You must be Matzev Dam Bris, and it's Mamish Vadai Ad Kvekach that it's Deicha Shabbos. The Itzmar. Rabbi Mechashil and Shema Arla Kvushi. Rabbi Yosef Amar Vade Arla Kvushi. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Hatavas Dam Bris must be done by Bayoim. It must be done by Bayoim on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef and I mean law. What's my raya? The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Hakapar Oimer. And the way Tesis is going to explain this is that Rabbi Elazar Hakapar is going back to Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, who was arguing on the Tanakhama's presentation of Beishame Beis Hillel. But even that you really got three Shitas Tanayim. Tanakhama presented, Beishame says you need to do it, Hatavas Dam Bris, Beis Hillel says you don't need to. Shimon Lazar says, I disagree with you. Everyone says, by Nola Demal, you have to be Matav Dam Bris. Machlekes is Legabe Yeshnes Gair. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer Kapar is also kind of in that argument, and he says, meaning he also agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar that the Tanakham is wrong in his presentation, and that even Beis Hillel would agree that you have to be Matav Dam Bris. Again, I know Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar nelik shemal shetzar l'hatim in a Dam Bris. That is the Shaila. The Shaila is whether or not Ad Kedei Kach it requires a Chilul Shabbos. Meaning, Beishamai Oimrim Han Loves a Shabbos. Ubeisil Oimrim Ein Mechalin Olaves a Shabbos. Beisil would say, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Lav Michlal the Tanakama, Zaktesis, this means Rab Shimon ben Lazar. Does it not mean that Rab Shimon ben Lazar, that he too agrees that Beis Hillel require you to be Matav Dam Bris? But he didn't speak about whether or not you do it on Shabbos. But isn't it mashma from this discussion? Lav Michlal the Tanakama, Ay Rab Shimon Lazar, Sava Machan Lavas a Shabbos. In which case, Rab Yosef says, I hold it's a vaday arla kvusha. You vaday need to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Ada Bar Ava is going like Rav Yosef, who's going like Rav Shimon ben Lazar's presentation of Beishama Beis Hillel, that they both say you have to go ahead and be Matzah Dam Bris even on Shabbos. And that's why Rav Ada Bar Ava did what he did. So that's what we think is the raya, that if you're noilad mahul, you need to be Matav Dam Bris, afilu baybayam. That's what we think, based on this braisa of Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, that he's arguing on Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, and then it says, the Gemara, la mechal de Tanakama, which means Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, sarum mechal love is the Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, we do a Tanakama, which is Rabbi Shimon Lazar, divrei akol, ein mechal in ka'amar. Both Beishamai and Beisil say you're not mechalel, and comes along Rabbi Lazar Kapp, and he says, no, Beishamai say you can be mechalel Shabbos. Frankly, Gemaim Cain, Rabbi Eliezer Kapp, a time of the Beishamai also Leshminen, that would be very schwer to say that, because it comes out the only reason he's saying what he's saying is to teach us a chiddush in Beishamai, that Beishamai say you can be Matav Dam Bris even on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, no, Dilma Achika Amar, maybe means to say that there actually never was a machlekes Beishamai Beis Hillel in this matter. Meaning to say that he's just coming to be to lafuke the Tanakama of Rav Shimon ben Lazar in the original presentation, who said that this is machlekes Beishamai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel do not require Hatavas Dam Bris, and he's saying lenechlegu Beishamai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. Even Beis Hillel says you have to be matav down bris, but not on Shabbos. Bekitzer, a bit of a cheshbon, but Bekitzer, we have over here, let's just sum up what we've said so far. Where are we holding on time? Wow. We've said over here that it says, Arlasei, and not suffix Zayin Ches, not on Dragatis, not Nehle Ben Hashmashis, not Nehle Kishu Mol. We have three Shitas Tanoyim in Nehlad Mol. Tanagamu says it's Machlegis Bisham Bezillo. Shimon Laza says it's not a Machlegis Bisham Bezillo. The Machlegis is rather in Gershnis Geyer. And we have Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, who says that everyone agrees, Nehlad Mol, you need to be Matat Amris. The Sharele Zayim Chal Shabbat. Says the Gemara Vayter. Very interesting Gemara. Amr Basi. Kol Shu'imai Tmea Leida Nimol Lishmaina. Any time where there's Tumas Leida, then there is Mila on the eighth day. Kol She'ein Imai Tmea Leida Ein Nimol Lishmaina. Shenam Reishiki Sasriya V'yalda Zachar. And then it says, V'tama, she's Tmea for 7 days. And then it says, Ubiya Mashmini. Yimal Basar or losses. So if there is Tumas Leida, there will be Mila on the eighth day. Amalei Abaya, don't understand. There is a Rishayim Yechichu. Sheinim Itzmeh Leida, B'nimal Hashmoina. It says by Avram that he mauled his Bnei Bayis on the eighth day. But the din of Tumas Leida only is a pasuk in Parshas Tazria. So how can you say this? And Rashi says, V'lei Nohagu Tuma. Parenthetically, wasn't Avraham Avinu Mekan Kolot Herkulachle Nitzna? Al Kopanim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. There is a Rishonim Yechicha Sheini Mitzmeh Alei Devenimol Hashmeina. Amalei Nitzna Torah V'nitzchad Shehalacha. Once the Torah was given, this now becomes the halachic yardstick. If there's tumas Leida, then the meal is on the eighth day. Freg the Gemara Eini Va'itzmar Yetzadev V'nimishish L'shti Arlois. And Yetzer Dofen is the one we want to focus on, because we know that Yetzer Dofen, there's no Tumas Leida. And what does it say? Rav Huna Rav Chia Bar Rav, Chadam Mechalin, Olav Yisrael Shabbos, Chadam Ein Mechalin, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Ad Kamei Pligi El Lechal Olav Yisrael Shabbos. The Shaila is there going to be full Shabbos for Yetzer Dofen, for a C-section birth? Avol Lishmaino Vadai Malinin Lei. But everyone agrees that you mal the baby on the eighth day, and you just told me that the only time you mal the baby on the eighth day is if there's Tumas Leida, and here we have a case of a Yetzer Dofen, where there's no Tumas Leida, and it's Meduyik, that everyone agrees you mal on the eighth day. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Ha, the ha, talia. Meaning, it's only if you mal on the eighth day, will there be Tumas Leida, will you be Mechal Shabbos? That's what Rashi says, 4 lines down. Let's just see, literally for one more minute, let's at least just see the braisa. Says the Gemara like this, Kitanai, we want to say that Rav Asi is a machlekes tanaim. What did Rav Asi say? If the mother has got tumas leida, there will be a mila b'yem ches. Says the Gemara Kitano, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shinimol Le'echod, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shinimol Le'shmoina. When it comes to an Eved Kanani, you can have an Eved Kanani who is a Yilid Bayis, who is born into your household. You can have an Eved Kanani that you purchased, who is known as Miknas Kesef. So within Yilid Bayis and Miknas Kesef, sometimes the Mila is on the eighth day, sometimes the Mila is even earlier. On day number one, as soon as you purchase him, or as soon as you have the opportunity. So it says the Braisa, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shneimol Le'achad, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shneimol Le'shmeina. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shneimol Le'achad, Yesh Miknas Kesef Shneimol Le'shmeina. So we explain. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shneimol Le'achad, what's the case? Yesh Miknas Kesef Shneimol Le'shmeina, Kate said, what's the case? Lokach Shifcha Mu'beris. If you purchase a pregnant Shifcha Kananis, the achakach yolda, and she subsequently gives birth, zehu miknas kesef hanimol l'shmoina. You purchased her when she was pregnant. She's now in your rishus. She gives birth when she's already in your rishus, in your domain. Then the meal is going to be on the eighth day. She is now giving birth under Jewish jurisdiction. It's nimol l'shmoina. Whereas Lotach Shivcha Uvlada Ima, if you purchase a Shivcha Kananis and you purchase her Vlad, so you acquire the Vlad, and the Vlad was born not under Jewish jurisdiction, Zoyi Miknes Kasif Shinimo Le'echa. That would be a case where the Mila would take place on day number one, on the very first opportunity. That is case number one. What is the case of someone who is born into your household where the meal is on the eighth day? You purchase a shifcha. Even the heroyon took place in your jurisdiction. The yalda, she gives birth. That will be a case of yilid bayis on the eighth day. And on that, Rav Chama Omer Yoldav Achakachit Bila, if she gave birth and then she goes to the mikvah, L'shem Shifcha Kananis, Zehu Yilid Bayish Nimal Echad, being that when she gave birth, she didn't even go to the mikvah yet, she's not considered to be properly under Jewish jurisdiction, and therefore the laws of Mila on the eighth day don't quite govern her yet, because she gave birth even before Tefillah. And if she gave birth before Tefillah, there's not going to be too much Leda. That's going to be a case where the Mila is going to be on day number one. Whereas, but if she first went to the Mikvah, she became a full-fledged Shifcha Kananes, Zeru Yilid Bayis, HaNimo Lishmaino. That will be a case of Yilid Bayis, which is Nimo Lishmaino. Okay, I guess we will stop here. We will go over this price again, and Hashem will pick it up.